Moray Rabbeisai, lessons from the lathe. Parshas Shlach, for some of you, Parshas Baaloschal, which are related to both Parshios, as many people are in different places this Shabbos, for many of you, Parshas Baaloscha, Parshas Shlach will be next week, but I'll try to relate it to both Parshios. The idea of seeing the best in every person with a message, I hope for everybody. I want to dedicate this year, L'zecher Nishmas, my grandmother, Chana Lifshitz Bas Beryl Dov, whose yahrzeit is this evening. Should be a Melitz Yosher for all of Klal Yisrael, specifically for our family. I can't help to think the great wonder she would have at my family living here in Eretz Yisrael, my son taking his first of the matricial exams here in Eretz Yisrael. So I think about the great opportunity that we were afforded, certainly with the encouragement of the Doros, of the foundation that my grandparents on both sides brought over. But my Bubba was specific in her love for Eretz and Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael. And I think she would kivel knowing that not only are we here, but we're here b'simcha and b'tuv lev, and to be able to use the svarim of my grandfather, also very specifically here in Eretz Yisrael, is a very, very special opportunity always. So in this week's parsha, we're going to speak about the concept of seeing the good in everyone. And if we think about the ending of our parsha, Lama Nismecha, the parsha of Parshas Baaloscha, specifically the parsha of the Meraglim, to the parsha of Miriam, so there really seems to be a common thread, a common denominator, and that common denominator is Suras Ayin, not seeing the good. It's difficult for us to comment on the words of great tzaddikim, like Miriam, like Aaron, and what they said. They didn't see the positive in what Moshe was trying to accomplish, and of course the sitkus, the level that he was on, doing what he had to. And so too we can say, even though of course they were great, great people, the Meraglim, also they had this jaundiced eye. They were wearing these sunglasses and not being able to see the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. And I dare to say that this is something that unfortunately we still suffer from today, our own nation not being able to see always the good in the beauty of this wonderful, wonderful country of this chus to live in. I wanted to speak about something a little bit different, though, and maybe take an interpretation of Lubavitch Rebbe to a different level. Lubavitch Rebbe points something out that I never thought of, and he asked the following question. If you look in the pasuk that says the right before Sheni, it says that when it was Bikurei Anovim, it was the timing of the first ripe grapes, the grape ripening, pasuk Chaf, I believe. And in that commentary there, Lubavitch Rebbe says something really, really fundamental, something again I never thought of. We know that the grapes have seemed to become the symbol. In fact, here in Eretz Yisrael, the Ministry of Tourism symbol is the grapes being brought, seemingly, I guess, by the Meraglim, these big, large, beautiful grapes. And Lubavitcher Rebbe asks, so why the grapes? So we know, not just that, based on Psukim, but certainly Midrashim, there were many other fruits that they brought back, pomegranates, figs, the Psukim say, obviously, two Psukim later. So why does it stress that this is the season of the grapes that ripen? Why these fruits? And if that, I don't know, for we to think, this is the fruit that everybody thinks about. There's Chito, sorry, Geffen, Teino, Rima, what about everything else? Geffen is the one here, the Anovim are the ones that come out. So why is this? So Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Sicha on this parsha said the following thing. He said the following. The Meraglim, in their spying of the land, is a daily mission that we have for us to evaluate how to conquer the physical world for Hashem. And the most effective way to use the resources in our time to do Torah and mitzvahs. And therefore, the grapes is unique in that its fruit, at least in its green form, is see-through. You could actually see through the fruit. I don't believe there's another fruit that's like this. And you're able to see the seed. And that reminds us of the goals of us observing the mitzvahs. The physical, the skin, must be transparent to a higher spiritual level. There the message, I believe, is that we should be tocho kabaro, inside should be the outside. But I think that maybe we could take this message and maybe move it in a different way. And that is that's the way we should see every individual. We have to remember that we're to be dome to the grape. that when you see an individual, he's a complete individual. He has an inside, he's a neshama, he's a guf, but you have to look through and through. And we have to understand that there's good in everyone. And we have to see that good. And sometimes, especially now that we are in the vacation and summer season, and it's hot outside, so that maybe bothers, if you will, the nerves of an individual. And it gets them to a state of getting angry at people. Stop for a moment. Remember the dimion of the grape of seeing every individual not with his jaundiced eye. It's very interesting. Rav Dessler points out that we know that we have a klal that we're actually taught from Shammai that we should greet everybody b'sever panim yafos. B'sever panim yafos. Right? Basically seeing the good in everybody with a nice countenance, with a smile. This is an interesting thing, he says. We know that Hillel was the one that was known, in fact, in the famous Maimer about Hillel, when the person who wants to convert comes to Shammai, Shammai kicks him out with the Rosh, the Mata of the Binyan, with a stick. He says, get out of here, I'm not going to teach you Torah Regel Achas. That's not something who's Zocha to be a Jew. Whereas Hillel says, takes him in, and he speaks to him, and he talks to him about V'Haftarecha Kamocha. So we would think that this should be a mimer of Hillel. Save Panim Yafos. Look how he greeted this person who will become a ger. But no, says Rav Dessler. It's Dafka Shammai who says this. Shammai says that you have to greet everybody, no matter who they are, in a nice, kind way. Because sometimes you're having a bad day. And sometimes things, if you will, are like sour grapes, pun intended. And you got to have the Seir Panim Yafos. You got to do that. Further says the Meiri, why does it say B'Seir Panim Yafos? Why the word Seir Panim Yafos? Because so many other words could be used. It says Seir comes from the word Svara. You got to find a Svara. So for each individual. So sometimes you think in your mind, I have such a hate, I have nothing nice to say to that person. I just don't like them. And I want them to know it. They'll see it on my face. And later they'll send me an email. No. That's not the way we act towards individuals. You have to have a svara why you like the person. See, you know what? He's like a grape. I can see the inside. There's something to be seen in there. Obviously, it works the opposite way, as we learn from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. In our own self, we have to remind ourselves that there's physical, but there's also spiritual. The spiritual side has to overrun the skin, the physical, which tells us to act in a certain way. But I was hurt. It's the principle. I have to act. No. Save upon him, Yafis. You have to greet every individual as a way, in such a beautiful way, of something special and unique about them. I'll tell you a story that stuck with me. I heard a few years ago. But it really draws, we probably have very similar experiences in our lives. An individual tells a story, Gavriel Friedman tells a story about, he's in Yerushalayim, he's walking on a given street in Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden, he gets a smack on his back. Nowadays, you know, certainly that wouldn't be something that was good. But he started turning around with his clenched fist. He's going to punch this guy in the face now. I mean, he hit me. And he's about to turn around. And Baruch Hashem, he stopped seeing the countenance of this person, seeing his face, and realizing he was actually a very famous individual in Yerushalayim who had special needs. And the way he would show love to people that he knew is that he would give him a big zetz on the back. But obviously didn't mean anything by it. So Rav got upset, so new. So why didn't I hit him back? He wronged me just like anybody else. So you know that he didn't mean anything by it. But the real yesod there, the inside of it, is that there's no principle here. I wasn't offended. Because he's special. But why can't everybody be like that? Why can't we see every individual? Who knows what he's going through? You know what? Maybe he had a bad day. And sometimes, you know, at the end we find out the whole story. We find out there was really inside a good neshama, just he was having a bad day, or I didn't realize what was going on. I once found myself outside of the yeshiva with my wife, and we were talking, And it was a specific fertile situation. Rahman al-Islan, a young child had passed away in the community. And we were talking about it. We were in a very intense conversation. And somebody passed and didn't mean anything by it. Obviously didn't know the intensity of our conversation and made some humorous comment. I admit, people think that I'm humorous, so they think you could always make humorous comments. And it just was the wrong timing for the comment that was made. But sometimes the best thing to do is you don't say anything. That's it. And you move on. Now, it turned out the person afterwards came over and said, I bet you I got you at the wrong timing. I said, yeah, okay, it happens. But why can't we stop for a moment and be safe upon the office and look at everybody like the grape, saying, what if I could see the inside? There's something good there. There's something. If we looked at every Jew like that, so our life would be totally changed. I think that this is something specifically in this season. You know, we experience a summer that is a little bit later as far as the Jewish calendar. So Tisha B'Av will be all the way at the end of the summer. But this is, of course, something we should start thinking of already. We should start thinking of how we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. How we can go ahead and be metaken what is missing. As beautiful it is to have the opportunity to visit Eretz Yisrael. Many of you just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Some of you are coming to visit. So we are, of course, always reminded this is the month of Ramadan. So as a yeshiva, we have this unbelievable minhag. Our Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Boaz, here in Leva Torah, every year takes the Rabbeim at the end of the year to daven for Al Tarmidim, who now have all become alumni, and the daven for a future Mirtz Hashem of the new Talmidim that will be coming to the yeshiva shortly. And as we're waiting for the van to pick us up from the Kotel, I'm not exaggerating, probably over 1,000 Arabs were passing by. My mom is right by the Kotel, just passing by like there was no fear in the world, they didn't care. And to that, we have to wonder. We have to say, well, how can we metaken this? How can we bring back Yerushalayim to its Yafa, to its beauty? So this is it. This is it. You know, sometimes people make a mistake, maybe jokingly saying, but mine's not sinas chinam. It's not for no reason. There's a reason for my sinah. If you knew what he did to me, there's a reason. That's his mutter. But we have to flip it around and say, there has to be av, you know. There's no reason for my av. I'm just doing it. You know, the Babish Rebbe also says at the end of Parsha Shlach, nowadays, he says that we only have the Lavan. We don't have the Tchilas, according to the Babish Rebbe. And he says the Lavan is the Ava, the love of Hashem with Ava, whereas the Tchilas is the love of Hashem with Yira, different beautiful levels that we could learn based on that. But I was just thinking, having only Lavan today, that's also something that we have to work on, Mirtz Hashem. That's a very, very high level to work only on Ahava. Yours for another time. We should be zeicha to get this very important message of seeing the good in every individual and seeing the good we have, making our lives filled with only Ahavas Hashem towards the Ribbono Shel Olam and towards others, and that the spiritual overtakes our physical. Remind yourself of this message of the grapes, the message of what Suras Ayin is, and for us to flip that so that we could see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Meheira, the Amen in our day.